Especially like I'm a boy in here, we like to play a game called Swag Tester. You know.
Swag Tester, baby. Oh.
That's right. In this latest edition of Swag Tester.
Beautiful.
I'm doing
every bit of it. Play it again.
One more time. You know.
Swag Tester.
All we do is isolate the point.
I can't hear anything. I don't know
what we do with Swag Testers. We take a person who think they're cool, who may be cool, or like me, just plain uncool.
Yeah,
we put
know.
Them in a situation and gotta talk your way out of it. Using nothing but your God given swag. Now, we got some Swag Tester classics.
I'm
you want a fresh
liquor
one?
And pour it in my cup.
Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, he gonna nurse that. You better take some.
Well, time. I have to talk. It's a radio show. If you want to sit out and drink it, ask a couple Swag Testers, who's me to stop? Now, you want one of the classic Swag Testers, you want one of the new fresh ones?
Give him a fresh one.
Give him a fresh one.
Give me all of them.
All right, we're going to
No, we ain't got that much time. We ain't got that
yeah,
much
we
time.
Do. Yeah, we do. All you got to do is talk his way out of this situation. We've only been talking for 9 minutes.
Have you ever had a conversation with Brandon?
Yeah. Do you know Swag Tester came from just this nigga, me and him just having a conversation? Every conversation me and this nigga
do,
ever
boo-boo?
Had was a Swag Tester.
Do you, boo-boo? All
right, we go from a classic one. All right. Swag Tester. Brand, you at home.
Rattlesnake.
You in Virginia.
Wow.
I'm trying not to laugh. All right,
go ahead,
you
go ahead,
in Virginia.
Go ahead, go ahead.
It's one of those Saturdays we got to do the honey-do list. You just want to get, you know, wife getting on your nerves, and you got to go clean the gutters. Let's just say you got to clean the gutters. It's been raining. It's getting in the house. Got to clean the gutters, right? You get on the gutters, and you see out of your peripheral right into your next-door neighbor bathroom. And his,
I don't like what this
some
is
girl, it could be his wife, it could be his daughter, it could be something, showering, hot, just right over the edge of 17, supple, that's a good word I want to use, supple.
Her supple breasts?
Yep, okay. The sopping wet kind, right out of the shower.
So there's water cascading down.
I'm sorry, are you?
I'm just asking.
Are you,
I'm trying to paint the picture for the people.
All right, you play on Facebook.
Shut up. Don't
touch
my computer.
You're Facebook fans. Executive producer.
My ass.
But anyway.
I'm just like the dog.
But anyway.
You.
Now you see this.
Okay, I'm painting, right?
You painting, cleaning up, whatever it takes you to get on the ladder to be that high in the air so you can see this. Mm-hmm. So you seeing all of this. You only there for like 3 seconds. But you've been in there enough to see everything. But just as you finna look away and do whatever you was about to do. Her husband, boyfriend, or whoever pull up in the driveway, look at you, sell what you was doing, and piss. Talk your way out of that one.
What, is he mad that I saw
Yeah, he mad that you looked over and he thinks something going on. Now talk your way out of that.
I ain't got too much to say to him. I said, she knew that window was open when she got in the shower.
What you want me to do?
She knew that window was open when she got in the shower. That's what I would say to him. If it were a different person to kiss you, say like my wife.
Okay. All right. You go ahead.
If there were somebody like that who had caught me. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you climbing up a ladder, or you see somebody, or you see anything out of your peripheral, you going to look. This is how it is. That's human nature. It's my turn. That's just how it is. You see somebody out your peripheral, you going to look. That's the one.
It's right there.
What I've been taught that anything in your peripheral, listen, that's the truth now. Now, don't just go off of the scenario that Sam gave, but anything out your peripheral could be...
Look at that boy. That boy sweating a little bit.
No, ain't that. It's a hazard. Because chances, because the truth of the matter
is... It's a hazard. Her titties is a hazard.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
The truth of the matter, out your peripheral, you can't see all of that. All you see is a person out the window. So out your peripheral, you're going to look in all your blind spots. It don't matter. Out your peripheral, if you're driving in the car, you're going to look to protect yourself. Now,
I feel that.
Just because you look to your right out your peripheral,
and it just so happened to be
a naked woman,
there it is.
Ain't your fault for looking. I challenge anybody to not look in their peripheral, and let's see how many people we got alive left in the United States.
I put it like this. I like how you talk your way out of that. Yeah. We usually grade Swag Tests. That's a good C plus. I give you that. 7 out of 10. Me personally, if I was up there cleaning the gutters, painting whatever, and I happen to see that,
Sam would just be looking.
Nah, I turn around on my man. Damn, Jay, what the hell? I got kids running around this soul, bitch. Tell your wife to cover up all this goddamn, all this scattered ass around this neighborhood. You can't be showing all that goodies around the kids and shit.
Did you just say scattered ass?
All that supple.
All that supple wet shit. Jerry, what the fuck?
Son's going down
to crack her ass. I check the ring, Dad. I'm a married man. What would my wife think if I came out here in my drawers and played around? And, yeah, Jerry, you go in the house and handle your business. Be a man, Jerry. Shit.
That's how you handle it.
That's exactly how I handle it. And then I'll get up that ladder. Like, baby, baby, look at Jerry. Look at Jerry. Look at Jerry. He been slapping the shit out of her. Look at him.
That's why I'm taking it.
That woman knew the door was open when she went in there. And I think a lot of times folks do things purposefully. Just so big a dude, things like that.
All right, well, go for two. Fuck it.